We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS, 7:49 on a Tuesday morning. Here she comes right now, three big things. Wichita police seek suspects in two homicides, numbers 26 and 27 for the year.
Two.
COVID-19 cases jumped to more than 14,000 in Kansas, with 270 deaths.
One.
Kansas Governor Kelly mandates that people wear masks in public beginning Friday. Three big things, Stephen 10 on KNSS.
This morning, traffic here in the Wichita area, we've got a traffic accident involving a semi-truck, and this is at MacArthur and West Street, so might want to avoid that area for the time being. Again, that's MacArthur and West Street, a semi-truck involved in a traffic accident there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
We have a heat advisory until 8 p.m., sunny and hot today. With a high of 101 degrees, the heat index could reach as high as 106. Clear tonight, the overnight low 72. Wednesday, sunny, not quite as hot. High tomorrow, only 99. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 14 miles per hour, 76 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week. With limited seating inside and on the patio, the Monarch in Delano. Stephen 10 poll question today on our webpage, knssradio.com. Should statues of Confederate soldiers remain on public display? Just tear them down, 3%. Move them to museums where they can be displayed with educational historical content, 16%. Yes, they should be allowed to stay where they are, 81%. You can take the poll on our webpage, knssradio.com. A good start for the week on Wall Street.
Stocks rebounding on this Monday following last week's tumble as investors seemed undeterred by some states pausing their reopenings over a rise in new virus infections. Instead, they focused on the economy's overall health, a record jump in contracts to buy homes helping to boost optimism and the real estate sector, which helped push the S&P 500 to finish more than 1% higher. Boeing adding around 120 points to the Dow Industrials after announcing it will restart test flights for its 737 MAX planes, which have been grounded for more than a year. Boeing says it hopes to get the jets back in commercial service by the fall. From New York, I'm Ellie Terrett, Fox News.
7:51 now, Stephen 10 here on KNSS. Good day on the market for spirit stock. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal will be with us momentarily to talk about that. Today is National Meteor Watch Day.
Okay.
On a cloudless night, people turn their eyes to the heavens in hopes of spotting the glow of a falling star. You ever seen one, Ted?
That's it.
You've seen one before, haven't you? Daily, there are millions of meteors that occur in Earth's atmosphere. I just pick out with this one day to talk about it, I guess. The majority of the meteorites that cause meteors are only the size of a pebble, very small. They're not these great big ones that you hear about now and then.
I don't feel like I've seen very many.
Okay. Well, I've seen one or two over the years.
Yeah, it's probably the same for me.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take a look at the business news now this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Spirit AeroSystems stock jumped Monday. The FAA is saying Boeing can start 737 MAX flight testing. At the close of trading Monday, Spirit stock was up $3.86 to $26.18 a share, a jump of 17%. News of the recertification flights, it could have major ramifications on the majority of Wichita's commercial aerospace sector. Boeing announced it has been cleared by the Federal Aviation Administration to begin the tests.
Okay.
The investigation into the December explosion at a Textron Aviation building in East Wichita has resulted in a fine against the company. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration says an autoclave pressurized by liquid nitrogen sustained catastrophic thermal fatigue failure, caused the explosion. No one was killed. 50 employees were injured. Citation carries a fine of more than $13,000 and requirements for safety measures. And no movies at AMC theaters quite yet. The company announced Monday it's pushing back the planned opening of most of its U.S. movie theaters by 2 weeks. Target date is now July 30th. Leawood-based company said around 450 of its U.S. locations will open July 30th. The remaining 150 locations will open the following week. Wichita has one AMC theater near K96 and Rock Road. And that's some business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. With Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. All right, Ted, 7:54 this morning. Going to be a hot one out there.
Sure is.
I got to tell you, so far we haven't had any. We had a couple of reports of grass fires a day or two ago, but so far we haven't had a lot of fires going on. And I tell you what, the fire conditions to me seem like they're pretty ripe out there right now with that hot weather and high wind. Could be a tough time. So be careful. Be careful out there. 7:54, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS. We have the latest on two homicides in Wichita. Looking for suspects in both of them. Ted has sports on the way.
Yep, we'll be talking, we'll be hearing from Fred VanVleet, the former Wichita State Shocker, as the NBA gets ready to open in a month.
Plus entertainment news coming up, Ted.
Yeah, we'll get you caught up on entertainment news, including some action from The Bachelor last night on ABC.
Wait a minute, you're going to have some Bachelor? Can't wait for that.
You love the Tuesday morning Bachelor
That's
audio.
Right.
I know.
And we have traffic and weather coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.